The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the Green Party has won the Gorton and Denton by-election, the party's first ever Westminster by-election win. Hannah Spencer won by more than 4,000 votes. Reform came second, with Labour trailing in third. The Tories performed so badly that they're going to lose their election deposit. Lucy Fisher is with us, Chief Political Commentator with Times Radio. Lucy, thanks for joining us this morning. I mean, the first thing to say is this is a big and historic win for the Greens. Is it about the Green Party, in your view, and their leader, Zach Polanski, or is it about this woman, Hannah Spencer, a plumber, who seems to have really hit the spot with voters?
Well, just to say first, I'm from the Financial Times, not Times Radio. But look, it's
a huge moment.
Don't worry at all. It's a huge moment for the Green Party, and we shouldn't diminish that. It's the first time ever they've won a by-election in the UK. Previously, the most they got was 10% of the vote. Yesterday, they won more than 40% of the vote share. But I think it's impossible to sort of review what's happened without also factoring in major discontent from Labour, about Labour in the electorate, less than 2 years after Starmer himself stormed to victory with a massive majority. And I think this is a huge moment. Sometimes people say, well, you can't judge too much from by-elections, especially in midterms where people tend to try and punish the government of the day. I think this is really important because it shows that Labour's central electoral strategy, its message to voters that if they want to stop reform, stop Nigel Farage, the only viable option is to vote Labour. Well, voters haven't bought that in Gorton and Denton. They voted Green. They've got a Green candidate in. And therefore, from here on out, Labour, which had previously been focusing just on combating the challenge from reform on the right, now needs to fight on two fronts, the right and the left.
Yeah. So, I mean, ahead of this election, people were talking about the big questions, the big obstacles for Keir Starmer. This was the first one. Then we have the local elections coming up in May, all coming on the back of the Peter Mandelson affair. So would you say that this is an abysmal result for Keir Starmer, or does he have more time until we get to the summer and that next hurdle?
No, this is a devastating result for Starmer. And it shows that, you know, voters are increasingly interested in another option on the progressive, broader left. Starmer was already weakened going into these the poll yesterday from the aborted coup attempt earlier this month by Scottish Labour leader Anna Sawa. And therefore, you know, I think it's going to be, you know, very difficult to see how he, you know, attempts to cling on past May the 7th if the polling results then are quite as dire.
Nigel Farage this morning alleging cheating, the Reform leader, of course. What's he saying?
Well, there has been an incredibly worrying and rare intervention from electoral observers on polling day itself, warning that they saw more than 30 instances of what they call family voting. Now, that is where more than two people go into the same polling booth. And the suspicion, of course, is that one party, usually a man, a husband, is pressuring a wife or often seem to be a female member of the family into voting a certain way. It has traditionally been associated with certain communities in the UK. And therefore, I think there's going to be a lot of questions asked about this issue and, you know, what can be done to, you know, prevent that and ensure that democratic norms are upheld.
And these, the people who spotted these alleged irregularities, is that an official group? Are they volunteers, or how will it work now? And will it be investigated?
Well, I'm sure it will be investigated. There's been quite a sort of angry response from Manchester authorities who've said to these observers, yes, who are volunteers, and it's sort of normal practice from whether it's sort of local, regional, national elections for people to sort of send groups to different countries to sort of watch how things are done and watch how, make sure that these sorts of practices aren't taking place in any other sort of worse practices that take place in more authoritarian states. So far, Manchester authorities have been saying, you know, well, why do they only say this when the polls closed? But of course, it's very difficult to intervene during, you know, people voting and cause disruption at polling stations. So I think a lot of thought needs to go into what can be done to stop this happening again. And I'm sure it will be a priority for Parliament.
I'm sure the Tories weren't expected to perform well in this by-election, Lucy, although there has been some momentum around Kemi Badenoch of late. Would they have expected to do better than just over 700 votes?
Well, look, I think losing their deposits is a dismal result for the Conservatives. Yes, we're used to that happening sometimes to the Lib Dems, who, you know, tend to use their resources in a very targeted way. I think we're at a stage now where the Conservatives, for strategic reasons, no doubt for money, what's left in their coffers at the moment, are wanting to be tactical about, you know, which areas they deploy resources and want to fight. So I don't think there's any suggestion they were really sort of weighing in on this particular battle, which was always seen as a three-way between Labour, Reform and the Greens. However, getting, as you say, you know, so few votes they lost their deposit, that is a really, really poor outcome.
Let's go back to what all of this means for Keir Starmer, because there was an interesting backstory, wasn't there, to this by-election. It was thought at one stage that Andy Burnham would run in this seat and that that would leave him eligible to challenge Keir Starmer. The party put a stop to that. So is it going to be the case now that that decision comes back to haunt Keir Starmer today?
Well, yes, and already the recriminations have started on that front. Labour MP Carl Turner has been up on the Today programme on BBC Radio 4, lambasting Starmer on that front. Look, it's a counterfactual we'll never know the answer to, whether Andy Burnham would have won it had he stood. Such is the sort of antipathy towards Labour at the moment. However, you know, he is Labour's most popular politician nationally, and therefore you would have thought, logically, he would have stood potentially the best chance, not least because he's Manchester mayor and has a huge profile in the city and greater region itself. So I think lots of difficult questions for Starmer, including, you know, recriminations about why he hasn't done more heretofore to combat, you know, and try and stop shedding votes on the left. I think it's going to be a very difficult weekend for him indeed.
Okay, and the leader of Unison, which is the UK's biggest trade union, out as well, putting or blaming Keir Starmer for this loss. I mean, that is a big move for the union to make too, isn't it? It's still a very powerful group.
It is, and it adds to this sense that, you know, Keir Starmer is increasingly embattled. You know, I think this, in the eyes of his enemies, will hasten his demise. Not, I would hasten to add, I think, before May the 7th, when we've got elections in Holyrood, the Senate and councils across England. I think people think there's no point in doing anything before then. It's too late to make any difference. And frankly, if it's going to be a terrible result, then it's better to sort of leave Starmer in place and for him to own that. Mm-hmm. But I think the intrigue that we're likely to see in plotting will sort of step up many gears after May the 8th, if it's the sort of dismal result we saw yesterday in Gorton and Denton.
And Lucy, the woman who won the election, Hannah Spencer, she is a working plumber. I mean, I heard her in her acceptance speech saying that she's going to have to cancel some of her clients that have booked in after this date because she won't be around. I mean, she has an extraordinary story.
She does indeed, a really compelling figure and quite a glamorous plumber at that too. Look, I think her message has really resonated with voters locally, saying that, you know, in some ways, the social contract with the state has broken down, you know, and these days you work hard, but what does it get you? You know, you can't sort of afford to buy a home easily. And some of the trappings that older generations enjoyed are no longer easy to achieve at present. You know, it struck me that that is a message that we would, you know, more commonly associate with Labour. But I think Labour has been seen to have left a vacuum on cost of living, not gone far or fast enough to combat the squeeze that many people are feeling. Instead is sort of focusing on more cultural issues, chasing right-wing voters at risk of going to Reform or who have gone to Reform with tough policies on immigration. And therefore, there has been this sort of space on the left for the Green Party to move into.
Lucy, thank you very much. Lucy Fisher there from the Financial Times.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.